Verdicts were handed down today in Southern California in a closely watched case involving the beating of three young white women by a group of black youths. A judge in Long Beach, just south of L.A., has found eight girls and one boy guilty of felony assault. Eight defendants were also found guilty of hate crimes. The judge dismissed charges against one other girl. The attack happened last Halloween in an upscale, mostly white neighborhood filled with trick-or-treaters. Prosecutors called it a hate crime because they said the attackers hurled racial slurs at their victims. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco joins us from the courthouse in Long Beach. And Mandalit, there was no jury in this case because the defendants are all juveniles, so it was up to the judge to decide the case. Tell us more, please, about his ruling today.
Well, Judge Gibson Wide said the grounds for the charges for all but one of them, the 12-year-old, are true beyond a reasonable doubt. That's a guilty verdict for 9 of the 10 young defendants. Now, the sentencing won't be rendered yet, perhaps next week. But because the charges were for felony assault and hate crimes, the kids could face anything from home probation to confinement in a youth facility till they're 25. Now, the 12-year-old was not charged, and those who are not yet 16 years old will not have a permanent record of this, but for those who are older than 16, this will count as one strike against them in this three strikes you're out state. I have to tell you that in the courtroom, as the judge rendered the verdict for each of them, they began to sob.
Now, 9 girls and one boy were charged with the attack, and their families say that the first call for help identified the attackers as black males. Let's listen now to Carl Rowe. He's a relative of one of the defendants, and he claims this was a case of mistaken identity.
How does a 911 call about 10 black males dressed in black hooded sweatshirts running on foot from the scene of a fight in which three white women are beaten up become a mob attack by 30 to 40 males and females?
Now, Mondali, what was the reaction of those relatives and supporters of the defendants in the courtroom today?
Well, the people who are here to support the children were very, very upset. They say this was an injustice. They say that the children were mistakenly identified from their clothing, their earring, their hairstyles, and not their faces. In fact, they say that one of the children helped rescue one of the victims, stopping one of the perpetrators from slamming her in the head again with a skateboard.
And what about the victims, the three young white women who were assaulted? Have they spoken since the verdict came down?
Well, they were also in the courtroom, but they haven't talked to reporters yet. But all along, they've said they continue to suffer head injuries, vision problems, and they've been outspoken about this being a hate crime.
There have been fears there in Long Beach that this case would incite racial tensions after the verdict. What do you know about that? What's going on there now?
Well, there's a lot of security around the courthouse, police helicopters all around, and media, of course. But the police say there's no intelligence that there's going to be any widespread problems. But this case has been very emotional on all sides, and it's created strong racial feelings in town. They're not sure that those tensions will necessarily end after this in this most diverse city, with reputation as being a diverse city.
Mandalit, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's Mandalit Del Barco reporting from the Superior Courthouse in Long Beach, California.